This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Time to Dream, Trusting God to Open Doors. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows how God provides each of us with great opportunities when we trust and follow Him. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Living God's Dream Despite Past Poor Decisions.
Here's a third reason people make bad decisions: fear of disapproval. When you start worrying about what other people think, what will other people think if I make this decision? What will other people think if I stand up for God, if I represent Christ at my business site, at my job site, at my school? What will other people think? That's going to cause you to make a poor decision, the fear of disapproval. After Jesus is arrested that night, the Bible says this, Mark 14, verse 54, that Peter followed Jesus, how? At a distance, circle that, at a distance. He's following Jesus at a distance. Anytime you follow Jesus at a distance, you're going to make dumb decisions. You got to get as close to God as you can. You got to get as close to Jesus as you can. Peter, who's been right by his side for 3.5 years, now he's scared to death and he's following Jesus. He's just following him from a distance. Are you doing that? Are you following Jesus from a distance? You go, oh yeah, I'm saved. I'm in the family of God. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. But you're following God as a distance. You're going to make dumb decisions if you follow at a distance. Why do you follow at a distance? Why was Peter following? Because he's afraid, if I get too close to Jesus, they might crucify me too. They might torture me too. They might arrest me too. And he's concerned for his own safety. He's following at a distance because he's worried about what other people think. When you worry about what other people think, you're always going to make the wrong decision. All right? Here's the fourth reason we make poor decisions: short-term pleasure. Short-term pleasure. You know, you're getting ready to go to bed at night, and you know, really, probably eating a banana split isn't the best thing for me. But it would be so good while I'm eating it. And so we go for short-term pleasure instead of long-term health. And this happens in 1,000 different ways. When people overspend on their credit card and they get deeper and deeper and deeper into debt, why? They're doing short-term pleasure. I gotta have it. I gotta have it now. I gotta have it now, even if I can't afford it. They're exchanging short-term pleasure for long-term pain. Now, here's what you need to understand in life. Put up with pain now, you'll have pleasure later on in life. Enjoy pleasure now, you're going to have pain later on in life to pay back for all the things you paid for. It's one or the other. If you put up with discipline and put up with some inconvenience now and you save your money, you'll have a lot more pleasure later on in life. But if you spend it all now, short-term pleasure, then you're going to have the pain there. You're going to have it one way or the other. You get to choose. Short-term pleasure. Mark 14, verse 54, it says, so then Peter sat down with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. I imagine they were making s'mores. Anybody got a hot dog stick? Well, let's roast some weenies and have a hot dog and make s'mores. Is this fun? Jesus is being arrested and tortured, and what's he doing? He's sitting with the enemy around the campfire. Why? It's convenient. It's comfortable. Anytime I place comfort before character, I'm going to make poor decisions. Anytime I put short-term gain over long-term gain, I'm going to make poor decisions. Now, Those are four common causes. There are a lot more. But we all make poor choices out of pride, out of fatigue, out of fear of disapproval, and out of short-term pleasure. Now, here's an interesting point. These four things that caused Peter to make dumb decisions, Jesus wasn't surprised by any of them. In fact, Jesus told Peter in advance, this is what's going to happen. Jesus knew that Peter was going to betray him before Peter did, because he's God. And he even tells him, and he says, Peter, before the rooster crows three times tomorrow morning, you're going to deny me three times. And here's what he says. Look at the next verse. Jesus isn't surprised by our failures in life. Luke 22, verse 31, 32. Jesus said, Simon Peter, Satan has asked to test you, but I have prayed for you. Satan has asked to test you, but I have prayed for you, that your faith will not fail. So, when you have repented and recovered, this is after you've denied me, I want you to strengthen the other disciples. Now, this is a very powerful verse that teaches us a lot about your failures, okay? First, I want you to notice that Jesus knows every failure in your life before it happens. Okay, he's not going to be surprised. You're going to have failures this next year. You're going to make some bad decisions in the future. He already knows them. God knows past, present, future all at the same time. So it's not like, oh man, didn't see that one coming. Didn't know you were going to make that one. Before you were born, he knew every dumb decision you'd make and I would make. Jesus knows every failure before it happens. Then notice next, Jesus prays for you before it happens. The things that you're going to fail at this next week, this next month, this next year, the next 10 years, Jesus has already prayed for you. That's what he says. He's already prayed for the dumb mistakes you're going to make, the bad decisions you're going to choose. He says, I know what's going to happen. And not only that, I've already prayed for you. I've already prayed for you. And then notice he says, when you have repented and recovered, he didn't say if. Jesus knows you're going to recover. Jesus already knows you're going to recover from the sins and the mistakes and the bad decisions that you're going to make in the future. He already knows. He knows what they are, but he also knows he's prayed for you, and so he knows you're going to recover. He says, when you have recovered and repented. And then he says, I want you to strengthen the other disciples. Here's the fourth thing. Jesus wants you to help others with what you learned from your mistakes. Whoa. Now we're getting somewhere. We're in this series. We're going to take 6 weeks to talk about God's dream for your life. Part of God's dream for your life is to take the lessons of your mistakes and help somebody else. The same four things he said to Peter, he says to you, I know every mistake you're going to make in life. I've already prayed for every mistake you're going to make in life. I know you're going to come back to me after that mistake in life. And I want you to help other people when you've come back.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Part of God's dream for your life is to take the lessons of your mistakes and help somebody else. The same four things he said to Peter, he says to you. I know every mistake you're going to make in life. I've already prayed for every mistake you're going to make in life. I know you're going to come back to me after that mistake in life. And I want you to help other people when you've come back. That's a comfort. That's good news. Because it means ultimately, I can't destroy my own life if I've given it to God. Because he is going to work it all out. So the first step in recovering God's original dream is just to humbly or honestly accept responsibility for my poor choices. Yeah, that was a dumb one, and that was a dumb one, and that was a dumb one, and that was a very hurtful one. And that was an evil choice that I made. And I made it out of pride, and I made it out of fatigue, and I may have made it out of fear of what other people think. I may have made it out of choosing short-term pleasure over long-term character. Here's the second step. Now I move to the second step. After I honestly accept responsibility, number two, I humbly ask for God's mercy and forgiveness. I humbly ask for God's mercy and forgiveness. Now, I don't have to explain this a whole lot because it just means humbly ask. If you don't know what to pray, I would highly recommend you learn and read Psalm 51. Write that down, Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is David's prayer of confession after he'd had a guy murdered so he could steal his wife. Pretty significant sin. Adultery and murder and the same thing. And in Psalm 51, if you don't know what to pray when you need to confess to God something you've really blown up, here's what to pray. Psalm 51, verses 1 to 3, verse 6, and verse 10. David said, "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. In your great compassion, please wipe out the stain of all my wrongdoing. Wash away all my guilt. Cleanse me from my sins. For I am haunted by my failures, and I can't forget the evil things I've done. I can't forget it. I'm haunted by it. I know," he says, "I know you love complete honesty from my heart. So help me see what's deep inside me. What made me do this? What caused me to make this dumb decision? Help me to see what's deep inside me. Then, God, create a new pure heart in me and renew my spirit with the right desires. I want to do the right thing. I want to do what's right. And restore the joy of your salvation. Then," he says, "I'll help bring others back to you too." Now, I want you to notice that in this thing, David, in this just small passage, the whole chapter is terrific. He mentions eight things he asked God to do. I want you to circle them all. First, he says, "Have mercy." Circle that. Have mercy. And then he says, "Wipe out." Circle wipe out. Wipe out the stain of all my wrongdoing. Then he says, not only have mercy and wipe out, he says, "Wash away." Wash away, circle that, all my guilt. And cleanse me, circle that. Cleanse me from my sins. And then he says down a little bit further, he says, "Help me see," circle that, "help me see." These are things you could ask God whenever you've blown it. Help me see what's deep inside of me. Then he says, "Create a new pure heart in me." Circle that. Create a new pure heart in me. And then he says, "And renew my spirit with the right desires. Renew my spirit, circle that. And restore the joy, circle that. These are eight things you can ask God to do in your prayer when you have committed any kind of mistake or sin or evil or whatever. You can say these eight things to God. And then notice, circle what David promises to do back. He says, then I'll help bring others back to you too. Isn't this interesting that David promises to do to God the very thing that Jesus told Peter to do when he was restored? He said, Peter, I know you're going to blow it, but when you come back, I want you to help other people with what you've learned from your mistakes. I want you to help other people with what you've learned from your sins. I want to bring good out of bad. I want you to help other people. And this is exactly what David promises to do here. He goes, God, I have totally blown it. And I don't deserve any of this, but I'm asking you to do this, this, and this because you're a good and loving God. And he says, you know, if you do that, then he says, I'm going to do what Jesus later told Peter to do. And that is, he says, I'll help other people with the pain I've been through. Who could better help somebody through the pain of a broken relationship than somebody who went through the pain of a broken relationship? Who can better help somebody struggling with an addiction than somebody who went through an addiction? Who could better help somebody who went through a fiasco of a marriage than somebody who went through a fiasco of a marriage? And on and on. I'm telling you that God says your past is part of the plan. That I want to even use the bad parts in your life for good. You're going to go through pain in life. Don't waste it. This is the difference between believers and non-believers. Everybody in the world has the same kind of pain. The difference is believers use it to help others. We use it for good. We redeem it. And God says, that's what I want to do. Now, I want you to write, I didn't leave you much room on this outline, but I want you to write down three important statements. If you only get this, you got the message, okay? Write these three things down. Number one, there is no plan B for my life. Write that down. There is no plan B for my life. You're still on plan A. But what about? You're still on plan A. But what about? You're still on plan A. God has not revoked his original dream for your life. There's no plan B for your life. But what about? Doesn't matter what other people did to you, what you've done to others, what mistakes, what poor decisions. You're still on plan A. Number two, write this down. My mistakes are part of God's plan. My mistakes are a part of God's plan. Now, this will set you free if you'll learn it, because it'll set you free to dream and stop thinking, well, I'm not worthy to dream, and I don't deserve to have a big dream, and I messed up so much. No. There is no plan B for my life. My mistakes are part of God's plan. Look up here on the screen. One of the most famous verses in the Bible, Romans 8, 28. We know, we don't guess, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose or his dream for them. We know that God causes everything. What's in everything? The good, the bad, the evil, the poor decisions, the sins. Yeah, that's sins are included in everything. God causes everything to work together for the good. It doesn't say it's all good. It's not. There's a lot of bad in the world. There's a lot of sin in the world. There's a lot of evil in the world. It's not all good. But God causes it all to work together for good. For everybody? No, not for everybody. Everything is not working together for good for everybody, but only for those who love God and are called according to his purpose, his dream for them. When you say, God, I'm giving you all the pieces of my life, he puts them back together in the right way. People say, well, you can't unscramble an egg. God can. God who created the universe can do anything. You say, God can do anything. You think you're God? He'll make it all fit together and work it together for good. That means I can relax and know, okay, even my mistakes are part of the plan. And here's the third thing I want you to write down. God expects me to use them to help others. I'm talking about my mistakes. I'm talking about my sins. I'm talking about my embarrassments. I'm talking about my failures. God expects me to use them, the troubles and the trials that come into my life, whether somebody else brought them into my life or whether I brought them on myself. God doesn't really care about the source of your problems. He said, just says, I will use them all. I don't care if you caused the problem yourself from your dumb decision. Or I don't care if the problem is caused by somebody else's dumb decision. I don't really care about the source. God says, I'll still use it for good in your life. And I expect you to use it to help others. On the screen, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 6. If we have troubles, and of course we do, it is for your benefit and salvation.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can when you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox. Just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up right now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own. So we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
God has 5 purposes for your life. He wants you to know and love Him. That's called worship. He wants you to belong to His family. That's called fellowship. He wants you to grow in Him. That's called discipleship. He wants you to serve Him with your gifts and talents. That's your ministry. And He wants you to share the good news with other people. That's your mission. Now, today as we close, I want to talk to you about the third purpose, discipleship or personal growth. How do we grow? Well, we grow through the nourishment of God's Word. It's how we get to know God. To know God's Word is to know God's will. God's Word is the source of God's will. And God's ultimate goal for your life is for you to become like Jesus Christ. To do that, you have to fill your life with the Word of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, through the Word we're put together and shaped for the tasks that God asked for us. I remember in the Old Testament, the Bible says that Job treasured God's Word more than his daily bread. That's how I want you to treat God's Word. That's how you grow in discipleship. Get into His Word every day. Study it, memorize it, meditate on it, apply it. Never take it for granted. God's Word is as essential to your soul as food is to your body. So get into the Word today. God bless you.
Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.